On behalf of Bishop Carroll, Father Jenkins, Father Greenwell, and all of the clergy and religious, I would like to wish you all a happy and blessed Easter. The epistle for Easter Sunday is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 5. Brethren, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new paste, as you are unleavened. For Christ our Pasch is sacrificed. Therefore, let us feast not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. In the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16. At that time, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought sweet spices, that coming they might anoint Jesus. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they come to the sepulchre, the sun being now risen. And they said one to another, "Who shall roll us back the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And looking, they saw the stone rolled back, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed with a white robe, and they were astonished. Who saith to them, "Be not afraid, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he told you." Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. Which is taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, this morning I would like to share with you a story, a true story, which you may perhaps be familiar with, but I believe it to be a fitting illustration of our situation in the church today. According to historians, one of the greatest military geniuses of all time was Napoleon Bonaparte. During his invasion of Austria in the early 19th century, he and his troops came upon a small town called Feldkirch. Napoleon mercilessly gave orders to take this small, defenseless town. Massena, one of his generals, was to lead the troops into Feldkirch. And the day which the soldiers chose to march on Feldkirch just happened to be Easter Sunday. Now, early that Easter Sunday morning, the villagers of the small town were making their way to Mass. We could well imagine them all dressed in their finest dresses and clothes, and greeting each other as they walked through the streets. All the people were excited because of the joyous occasion of Easter. But as they walked towards the doors of the church, they caught sight of the French army, which consisted of 18,000 soldiers. You see, the French troops had positioned themselves on the hills surrounding the town, and so they could easily be seen by the villagers. And at the sight of these French soldiers who were armed and ready to attack, you can imagine the chaos and confusion which ensued in that very small town. Some began to fear for their lives, their families, and their possessions. What were the soldiers going to do to them was the question in everyone's minds. They began to fear the worst. This small rural town, which consisted of simple folk, was not ready to defend against the most feared army in the world at that time. The people of Feldkirch did not know what to do, and so a town meeting was called. And at the meeting, everyone agreed it was impossible to resist the overpowering forces. One man suggested that they surrender, Another proposed that they send a messenger to the French camp to plead for mercy. Some thought it a good idea, while others wanted to take action right away. Voices were raised and arguments followed. It was inevitable that a decision was not going to be made. But when the debate and confusion were at its height, the old and venerable priest of the town stood up. The good pastor kindly asked for silence, and he told the people to remain calm. And then, with confidence and true conviction, he delivered a short but very inspiring speech. And this is what he said to his people. He said, "My children, this is Easter Sunday. Do you think that God, who rose from the grave, can protect us in our trouble? Of course he can. Will our first act when trouble comes be to forsake him and to neglect him? Of ourselves, we are powerless. Against the mighty army of the enemy, we can make no resistance. Why not go to church then? Celebrate Easter as we usually do, and trust in God for the rest." The people listened attentively to this most prudent advice of the priest, and they took the wise words of his to heart. They all decided to go to church and conduct themselves as they had on previous Easter Sundays. Soon, every bell in the entire town was ringing to announce the celebration of our Lord's resurrection. The bell ringers were ordered to ring as loud and as long as they always had on Easter. The people thronged the streets and crowded into the churches, fully aware that their enemy was on their doorstep. And even though they knew the French army was about to attack, they went to Mass with great joy and exuberance. You can be sure they were ready to attend Mass with the greatest devotion, because it could very well be their last, some of them thought. But as it happened, the invading French army also heard the loud and joyous tolling of the bells. They saw the brightly dressed villagers hurrying to church with great enthusiasm. Soldiers noticed, too, how little concerned the people seemed to be, and they were even full of joy. The soldiers were taken aback. Surely, they thought, that news had come to the village that reinforcements were on their way, or that the Austrian army must be near and ready for their defense. And thus, the French general Massena, who was not ready for attacking an organized army, he ordered an immediate retreat. The little town of Feldkirch was saved. The Easter bells had caused the enemy to retreat, and peace thus reigned in the Austrian countryside. Now, my dear friends, today we celebrate the great victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just when it seemed that all was lost, that our Lord had been defeated with his death on the cross, he came forth from the tomb glorious, strong, and victorious. Just when it seemed that all hope was gone, all hope was restored. When those holy women arrived at the tomb on that first Easter Sunday, instead of finding our Lord's body, they found an angel who told them the wonderful truth. "Be not afraid. Be not afraid," he said. "Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen." These holy women had nothing to be afraid of, because By his resurrection and his victory over sin and death, our Savior restored life to us and opened the gates of heaven. What seemed to be the greatest defeat was in reality the greatest victory. And today we live in a world that it seems that the evil has triumphed over Christ and his church. The world is engulfed in immorality. Since Vatican II, tens of millions, and maybe even hundreds of millions of Catholics have lost their faith. Very small is the number of Catholics who are still striving to hold on. And it is sad to see when those who have been given the true faith in these evil times fall away. Too numerous are the examples that we see in our own chapels. Evil surrounds us on all sides, and the devil seems to be winning. Considering the odds, we may be tempted at times to give up, to surrender. It seems that the gates of hell are prevailing over the church. But my dear friends, nothing is further from the truth. When all seems lost, instead of giving up and surrendering to our enemies, we must place all our trust and confidence in Christ, for it is then that our confidence counts the most. The Catholic Church is a divine institution. It was founded by Christ. The Catholic Church is Christ's church. And he promised us, he said from his own lips, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Our enemies in the world today are his enemies. And all his enemies were defeated almost 2,000 years ago on that first Easter Sunday. And the realization of this should fill us with great hope and great confidence. In his own good time, our Savior will restore his church. But in the meantime, all we must do is remain faithful to him, to hold to the traditions that have been handed down to us. No matter what the future holds, let us always have confidence in our good God. At the Last Supper, our Lord said to his apostles, "Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You believe in God. Believe also in me." What our Lord was saying was, do not be overwhelmed with worry at the evil that you see. You believe in God. You believe that he is all wise and all powerful. Well, then put your trust in me, he says. This very same thing the priest at Feldkirk was telling the people when things looked very bleak for them. He told them to trust in God and continue to celebrate Easter as they always have done. And the result of their trust was that God used this to outsmart and overthrow the enemy. In the face of the many trials and burdens of our states in life, in the face of the ridicule that we receive from the world for the practice of the one true faith, and for the practice of Catholic morals, true Catholic morals, let us not be troubled at the opposition, but let us place all our trust and our confidence in the risen Christ, who this day has defeated all evil. Now, I remember Bishop Kelly once explaining the situation in the church. And he explained it in a very simple way. He said, the church is like the sun, and we are in an eclipse right now. But when we see an eclipse, we cannot see the sun, but we know it's still there. We truly know it's still there. We would never doubt it. And so it is with the church. We cannot see it, but we know it's still there. We believe the words of our Lord. Let us heed then the wise words of that venerable priest of Feldkirch, who is full of faith and confidence in God. In the face of a threatening army and imminent danger of death, he said, my children, this is Easter Sunday. Do you think that God, who rose from the grave, cannot protect us in our trouble? Of course he can. Will our first act when trouble comes be to forsake him and to neglect him? Why not then go to church? Celebrate Easter as we usually do, and trust in God for the rest. My dear friends, if we leave all things in God's hands and carry on with trust in him, then he will truly deliver us from every evil, and he will provide us with all the things that we need. And so I wish you all a happy and blessed Easter, and may our Blessed Lady, our glorious Queen of Heaven, obtain for us the grace to be able to place all our confidence in her risen Son. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.